And we're ready to go.
Okay, thank you. Welcome everybody to the March 10th, 2021 meeting of the Millstone Township Planning Board. Pam, would you please read the statement of adequate notice?
Yes, sir. Let the minutes show that adequate notice of this meeting as required by PL 1975, Chapter 231 has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Township Bulletin Board, and filed with the Township Clerk on the same date. I do have one other item that I do need to read. Please be advised that pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code, Section NJAC 5:39-1.4D and NJAC 5:39-1.7C, all individuals giving sworn testimony must appear on both video and audio pursuant to NJAC 5:39-14F. Members of the public may submit comments to the board secretary by electronic mail to pdandrea@millstonenj.gov or in written letter form at 470 Stagecoach Road, Millstone Township, New Jersey, 08510, at least 2 business days prior to the meeting date. Comments timely submitted shall be read aloud at the meeting, audible to all meeting participants and the public, subject to the same time limits as are placed on public comments.
Okay, thank you. And would everyone please stand, and if you can, and join us for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. We can do a better job next time and say it in unison.
we'll practice.
Okay. But for the record, we all said it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mayor Dorfman?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Here.
Ms. Curtis?
Present.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Here.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pepe is absent. Mr. Ziner?
Present.
Ms. Pinney is absent.
No, I'm here.
She's here.
I'm here.
Hi, Mary. How are you? Mary is here. I stand corrected.
You got your hair cut.
And Mr. Youngs.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, chit-chat on your own time. All right. Thank you, Pam. So the first item on our agenda is approval of our minutes from the February 10th, 2021 meeting. I think Pam has already sent those around. Would someone like to make a motion to approve? Okay, Pam, it's the dealer's choice on that motion. And would someone like to make a second?
I'm sorry. Who made the motion?
Tom made the motion.
There you go. Tom made the motion.
All right.
I'll second it.
Okay, and we have a second. Any comments or suggested revisions?
Ms. Pinney is not able to second that. Was that Ms. Pinney?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Okay, she's not able to second that. It would be Ms. Curtis, Deputy Mayor Grabalia, Chairman
second.
Newman. Okay, Mr. Ziner.
Okay. Thank you for keeping the details, Pam. Anyone have any comments or suggested revisions to the minutes? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Pato.
Yes.
Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Youngs?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next on our agenda is public comment portion, and this is the opportunity for any members of the public to raise their hand to be recognized for any comments on items that are not otherwise scheduled for public discussion on our agenda. Pam, you're going to have to help out to see if there is anyone.
Yes, I'll ask Mr. Morris. I do not see Mr. Morris. Do you see any hands raised to ask a question? Is there anyone from the public?
Do not see anything currently.
Okay.
There is no one at this time.
Okay. So then we will close the public comment portion and move on to the first substantive item, new application P17-11, Key Investments. Block 17, lot 14.02. Is there someone here on behalf of the applicant?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Kenneth Pape of the firm Heilbrun Pape on behalf of Key Investment.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is a request for final approval. The application previously given preliminary approval, so there's not a public notice of this meeting. I am aware of some exhibits that the board has received in connection with the application, which include Exhibit A1, which is an aerial prepared by Crest Engineering, dated September 29, 2017. Exhibit A2 is a final major site plan consisting of 9 pages prepared by Crest Engineering. It's dated September 27, 2018, revised February 23, 2021. And we have board exhibits PB1, which is an engineering report from January 2 of 2018 from Mr. Shafai. Exhibit PB2 is a planning report from Ms. Mertz. That's dated February 12, 2018. Exhibit PB3 is a resolution granting preliminary major site plan approval. That's dated February 5, 2018. Exhibit PB4 is a Monmouth County Board of Health soil suitability report. That's dated August 31, 2017. Exhibit PB5 is a Monmouth County Planning Board letter of exemption as stated November 27, 2017. Exhibit PB6 is a certification from Freehold Soil Conservation District that's dated April 2, 2018. Those are the exhibits that I'm aware of that the board has received in connection with this application for final site plan approval, and Mr. Page is here on behalf of the applicant.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, if I can, I'll begin with a little historic overview, and then we have some succinct testimony from Lorelei Totten of Crest Engineering and Russ Duca, who is the contract purchaser and the actual user of the building. But I wanted to begin by reminding the board that some 13 years ago, we presented a two-lot subdivision to the planning board by the Spano family. Key investment is the Spano family. And while we were presenting the two-lot subdivision, your planner at the time, Mr. Richard Coppola, suggested that we voluntarily reduce our lots and create an affordable housing lot. And the Spanos embraced that. They did reduce their lots, and they did create the third lot. And they did give that lot to the township. The township accepted it and also indicated that it was satisfaction of affordable housing obligations for the development on the two lots. And so that was memorialized, and good planning, good citizenship, it all happened back in 2008. Then one of the lots was developed about 10 years ago. And in 2018, the Spanos came back to the board with a 16,300 square foot building that was well designed. Although there were variances associated with the lot, and those variances were directly as a result of the voluntary granting of some of the property to the town. When we came in 2018, there were no new variances. The application was a variant for a 16,300 square foot building. The during resolution compliance, your professionals noted that our building was 1 foot too tall. So I begin by stating on the record that in our plans, we have a note that said, whoops, we took one foot off the top of the building, so that we are now fully compliant, which we thought we were until it was measured and we found we had an extra foot. Second, when we were before the board in 2018, we shared with the board, although we had qualified for preliminary and final, we asked if the board would postpone the final because we had not yet received either a tenant or a user. And we wanted to identify the tenant and user when we asked for final, and also to identify their sign requirements. Very pleased to tell you that Russ Duca, who will speak briefly this evening, has a sheet metal fabrication business for 15 years. He and his two brothers are desirous of buying this property for their business. He has told us it's an ideal fit. And we're going to ask that he speak to a point that was raised by Mr. Shafai, and that was we owe you a description of the hours of operation. So I can share with you that we have amended the application to remove that extra foot. I can share with you that, as was read into the record by Mr. Stibe, every approval from every outside agency is in place. Freehold Soil, the county, all the DEP approvals, they're all in place and they're all valid as we are before you. And we're excited that there is a company and three brothers who are desirous of developing the property. I'd ask if Lorelei could be briefly sworn. I'm going to ask her to take us to the signed details of the plan and then confirm that the plan has gone through resolution compliance with Mr. Shafai. And then I'm going to ask Mr. Duca to talk about his hours of operation. Mr. Chair and members of the board, that is my lengthy and detailed presentation for the board this evening. So with that, Lorelei could be sworn.
Ms. Totten, would you raise your right hand and either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
And just state your name and address for the record.
Lorelei Totten, Crest Engineering Associates, Inc., 100 Reich Drive, Millstone Township, New Jersey.
Ms. Totten has testified before the board as both a professional engineer and a professional planner. This evening, I'll ask that she speak as the professional engineer and the designer of the plans. Mr. Chair, may she so testify?
Yes, proceed. We recognize her as a professional engineer based upon her qualifications over the years. Thank you.
Thank you. Lorelei, if you could just, one, confirm that Crest Engineering has in their file all the approvals and all the permits from all the outside agencies. And as I just outlined, they remain in full force and effect.
That is correct. We have a letter of resolution compliance from, I think, April 2018 from Mr. Shafai, with only a couple of items left over, which you already outlined, being the building height, the sign detail, and I think that that's it.
Hours of operation, but that's...
Yes, thank you.
Well, then if I turn to Pam, but whoever isn't controlling the screen, can we place the site plan? Is it page 2 where the detail is?
The landscaping plan, lower left-hand corner.
If that could be put up.
Mr. Morris, can you bring that up for us?
P5.
You said PB5, correct?
It's sheet 5. I don't know how they're...
Sheet 5.
Yeah.
Landscaping plan.
Correct. Lower right, left-hand corner.
Is it being shown?
It's in the lower left-hand corner. You can just see the top of it right now.
There you go.
There it is.
Yep. So we made a commitment that the signage would be conforming with the ordinance and there'd be no relief requested. So, Lorelei, I'm going to ask, is the location of the sign that is proposed consistent with the ordinance?
Yes, it is. It's 20 feet off the property line.
And is the size of the sign consistent with the ordinance?
Yes, I believe it's under the maximum, with an 8x8 wooden sign being shown.
And the materials that are used for the pilasters, are the columns, are those similar to materials that are used in the building?
Yes, they are. They're, and by note, it says to match the architectural plans.
And I think very important is the manner in which the sign will be illuminated. This is not an internally illuminated sign. It's my understanding that there will be ground up lighting from the gardens onto the sign. Is that an accurate description?
Yes, it is.
So, board members, the technical element of the plan that was missing was the sign. This is the sign that will identify the business at the site, and it is designed to be 100% consistent with the ordinance.
Would you scroll the screen down and just point out exactly where the sign sits on the site plan? Because we're seeing the sign in space in the bottom left-hand corner.
Uh-huh. It's by the driveway. It's on the lower side of the driveway. You can see a dark line up a little higher where the double arrow is by the road. Just below that, It's over. I want to say over to the left a little bit. There's a dark, line perpendicular to the road.
I can't move it over anymore.
All right, I think I see it, even though our cursor isn't hitting it.
Yeah. Can you zoom in, please, Mr. Morris, a little? Right at the island at the entrance. See that dark line, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in that landscaped area. Yes.
That's where it's located.
And obviously that's the right spot. I just wanted it to have a little perspective of where it would be. So thank you very much for highlighting that for us.
And that is the only element of the plan that is in any way in play. The plans are as exact as a photocopy, final to preliminary. There have been no changes at all. And as Lorelei indicated, Mr. Shafai issued a resolution complaint listing only the sign, the building height, and hours of operations outstanding. So unless there's questions of Ms. Totten, I have nothing further of Ms. Totten, and I'm prepared to ask Mr. Duca to talk about his business hours.
Let's just confirm there's no questions from any of the board members or professionals before we switch over to Mr. Duca. I'm not seeing any, which of course anyone can ask a question later, but yeah, why don't you proceed, Mr. Pape?
Sure. Mr. Duca is a principal of the company that is buying the property, and a related company is going to be the business operator. They're sheet metal fabricators, and it's Russell Duca and his two brothers.
If we could have Mr. Duca, would you please raise your right hand and be sworn? Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And just state your name and address, please.
Russ Duca, 23 Bellwood Loop, Staten Island, New York, 10307.
Mr. Duca, I identified you as being a principal of the company about to buy the property and a principal of the company that will be operating for the property. Were my statements accurate?
Yes.
The board had, you're in a business park zone, and the township does not maintain hours of operation restrictions in the zone. But we have a commitment to the board to identify the hours of operation of the business. If you could identify to the board your business hours.
Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
For how long have you operated your business with those hours?
15 years.
And from time to time, are there times when you, your brothers, or others are there before 7? Are there times when you, your brothers, and others stick around after 4?
Yes. Usually me and my brothers would be there about 30 minutes before that and out 30 minutes after that.
And when we were talking earlier, I asked if you ran second shifts and identified to the board that yours is a one shift business.
Yes.
Okay. Not to say that there isn't a day in the year when sometimes workers have to stay late, but that's not the way you run your business.
Yeah, that's not the norm.
I have no further questions of Mr. Duca about his business hours. He is available to you if there's any further questions.
Okay, well, thank you. We'll open it up to any board members that have questions, and then we can go to our professionals, Matt McKinley, for their comments. So let's jump right over to Matt.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to open it to the public or acknowledge that there is no public?
Well, you know, that's a good point. Although notice wasn't required, let's do that for a moment. We'd recognize any questions or comments from the public at this time. Please raise your hand so that we can identify you. Pam, are you seeing anybody?
I'm not seeing anyone.
Mr. Morris, I don't see anyone. Do you, Mr. Morris?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. So we'll close the public comment portion. Thank you, Mike. And unless there's any board questions, which we can get to at any point, Matt, why don't you give us your review?
Yeah, we actually, as Mr. Pape stated, we got the revised plans in 2018, and I did a review of the plans for compliance with the resolution for a preliminary.
Matt, I swear you in before you make your comments then? You make comments?
You
either swear or affirm that any comments that you make or testimony you give in connection with this proceeding be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed.
So as Mr. Pape stated, in 2018, I need to make a brief report that I reviewed the plans and the items that were missing were hours of operation, reduce the building height by a foot to meet the ordinance, and show us the details of the sign. So they did that. And the plans that we just got are really exact plans that we approved 2 years ago. So I have no objections or comments.
Okay. Thank you. McKinley, anything from your vantage?
McKinley, do you either swear or affirm that any testimony you give actually with this proceeding be the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please, go ahead.
Thanks. No, Mr. Chairman, there's no variances associated with what they've come forth with tonight. The plan or the sign is in conformance with the township's sign standards. They're permitted to have up to 96 square feet per face. They're not proposing anywhere near that. So it's what meets the setbacks. The height has been reduced to meet the requirement. I have no problems with what's been proposed here.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Duke, I just had one follow-up. In terms of the sign being lit, is your anticipation that the lights are on all evening, or is there a timer or a sunset provision on the lights for the sign?
I bet Mr. Duke had never thought about it.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it, to be honest.
Okay, and I'm not suggesting that it's a requirement. I'm just trying to be mindful of a sign on all night that's not necessary to be on all night and maintaining some environmental peace out there. So if you would kindly consider a timer or another mechanism so the lights aren't on all evening, particularly since your business hours are, aside from perhaps a dark morning, focused in the daylight.
Mr. Chair, was shared with me, this is an industrial business. It's not a destination. There's not a retail element. They serve industry and government with sheet metal products. So I'm sure that we can work out it where the sign is turned off. You know, it's not a destination sign. I'll work with Mr. Duca to make certain that he understands the question, and I'll provide a written response to the board with a commitment to put the light on a timer.
Okay, I'm comfortable with that representation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further from anyone on the board? Not seeing anything. Mr. Pape, anything you want to say in conclusion?
No, only to say that on behalf of the Spanos, we're most pleased that these three brothers found this site. They appear to be a perfect fit. And we would ask the board this evening to consider granting final site plan approval. This is the last approval required. And you can anticipate that the building will be developed this summer.
Okay. Thank you. Seeing no other comment or questions, the board would look for a motion in the affirmative to approve this final site plan application. Is there any conditions we need to consider, Mike?
Well, you have a condition regarding the applicant cooperating with the board's professionals to provide for a termination or expiration of lights at some point during the evening.
Okay. Right. And we'll accept that as a follow-up letter from Mr. Pape.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
And I can also advise the board that I did provide in advance at the applicant's expense and request a proposed resolution granting final site plan approval. I think the board did receive that. If the board wishes to include that and make a motion to both approve and adopt the memorializing resolution with the one change, just to add that comment about the light, then the board can in one vote both approve and adopt the memorialization.
Okay, so then the anticipated motion, Mike, would be to grant final site plan approval and simultaneously memorialize the resolution with the minor adjustment you mentioned.
Correct.
Okay. Would someone like to make that motion?
I'll make it.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Is there a second?
I'll second. It's Stacy.
Okay. Thank you. Any comment or suggested revision or additional thoughts? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mayor Dorfman?
You're on mute.
Mayor Dorfman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Ms. Penny?
Yes.
And Chairman Newman?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. That's our nine.
Okay. Pam, just one moment of procedure. In terms of the resolution signing, I will try to get in there tomorrow or Friday. But at some point, perhaps the town can consider a DocuSign system, and then we can get it done even faster. But that's just a personal note on my behalf. Mike,
well,
I'll tell you what that is later.
You just happen to have the mayor here. You can ask the mayor.
Yeah.
I do have other things for you to sign.
Wait, Mayor, what did you say?
I said it's on the radar. It would make my life a lot easier as well.
Okay. All right. Well, if you could put it on the radar, we do it all day long at my job here at home. Mm-hmm. Makes my life easier. All right. That's for another day. Ken, you'll get a wet signature, good old school style.
Okay. So one procedure, Angela, please prepare a transcript for the town and for the applicant. And then Mr. Chair, Mr. Mayor, Madam Deputy Mayor, all board members and all professionals, nice to see everyone this evening. Thank you. And
thank
good
you,
night.
Mr. Payne.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I just
wanted to say one thing. Thank you for the donation of the property. We did put a COA unit on that, which was a four-unit rental, which did satisfy and was added to our COA obligation. And we have four families that are living there that are very happy to be in Millstone. So that was us working together for the betterment of the community. So thank you.
I'm going to share that with the Spams. Thank you.
It was our pleasure. Thank you.
And if I had a share, I would actually show you what it looks like.
All right. Well, we have another meeting. You can show us there. All right. All right. Thank you, everybody. Next on our agenda is old business, new business, and executive session. Pam, is there anything we need to talk about on those three topics?
I do not have anything. I don't know if Mr. Stide wants to mention anything. I do not have anything.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to mention that the Route 33 Property Management Associates action against the board is being dismissed. They have reached a settlement agreement. There is a stipulation of dismissal currently being circulated. I haven't received my copy yet, but it's being circulated. And the complainant has reported to the court that the matter is settled and will be dismissed.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And unless there's anything other else, Pam, just want you to confirm our next meeting date, please.
I knew you were going to say that, and I don't have that in front of me.
It's like my favorite question.
You know what? I'm letting you down.
April something?
April.
Is that?
I think it's April 6th, correct? April 7th.
It's the second, and I don't have anything in front of me. It is the second
Wednesday. Second Wednesday.
April 14th. Which is
April
14th.
April 14th.
There you go. Chairman Newman, April 14th.
All right. Thank you, Pam. Thanks for telling me that.
Thank you, Stacy.
All right. I have nothing further. And unless anyone has anything else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day and all motion.
All right.
Yes.
Perfect. Well said. I'll second.
Good, everyone.
All in favor say aye. Everyone else.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good luck, Mr. Duke. Bye, everybody.